Jeff Howe, The Athletic, joins us from inside the booth at MetLife Stadium today. Jeff, how are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Doing good. The long national nightmare of not knowing if Tom Brady was going to play today seems to be over.
I was on pins and needles the entire time. Had no idea.
Jeff, do you think he was actually dealing with an illness on Friday? I suggested a short time ago that maybe it was just the knee, and they don't want to let on to how serious the knee injury might be. What are you hearing on that?
I think the knee does bother him. I think there's, you know, there's been a limp. There's no doubt about that. I mean, it bent a little awkwardly in that Titans game, and, you know, that's something that they've had to take care of. I think the illness has gone around the locker room, so I think there could be some merit to that, no doubt. And you know, I think it'd be – I don't think Brady would – I mean, you know, the other thing is it's Jets week. You know, Belichick likes to mess with this team as much as humanly possible. I'm not saying that's what has happened. I don't know. But it's always something to consider. You know, when some weird things start to happen in the practice week before they play the Jets. So, you know, sort of account for everything. But the knee issue is not bogus. I think there is absolutely something to that.
Jeff, what's your sense in terms of how the Patriots feel about Rob Gronkowski at this point in terms of his health? You know, do they feel like they're getting a guy who's healthier than the last time we saw him on the field against Buffalo?
I think that's the hope. But, I mean, again, I think you got to look at this two ways. I mean, one is they sat him down with the intention of this stretch run, just hoping that he could be as healthy as possible by the time he got back after the bye. The other side of it is, with the amount of injuries that he's compiled over the course of his career, and when you talk about that back, I mean, you can't guarantee that, you know, just because he feels good at kickoff today, that something isn't going to tweak, you know, throughout the game or 3 weeks from now or in the playoffs or whatever. So, you know, this is he's gone through a lot over the course of his career. And, you know, again, you can feel good about it now, but, you know, we know his history, and you just – that's got to be something that you got to be concerned about on a weekly basis, just because you've seen, you know, how hard it was for them to kind of get through some good defenses, Tennessee in particular, when they didn't have him.
Talk with Jeff Howe of The Athletic. This portion of Patriots Preview brought to you by Ace Ticket. Ace Ticket is the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Join the thousands of other Patriots fans that put their trust in Ace. Get your tickets now. Visit aceticket.com. Jeff, as the Patriots prepare for this game today against the New York Jets, it feels like sort of the tone of the season has changed temporarily, in that any win at any cost today is a good one for the Patriots on the road. Do you agree?
Yeah, especially considering just how much weird stuff happens in this atrociously ugly building. And you just look at, I mean, just think about the games that they've played here with the Chris Jones field goal penalty. The weird stuff in the end zone last year. Was it a touchdown? Was it not a touchdown? You look at the rules and all that stuff. I mean, barring a butt fumble, every game that the Patriots play here against the Jets seems to be a close one. It seems to be ugly. So you got to keep all that in mind. I know that the Jets are kind of a trash team again. And, you know, if this game were at Gillette Stadium, you would expect a blowout. But it's hard for me to sit here and know exactly what to expect. I mean, nothing would surprise me except for a Patriots loss. But look, you know, they've had a hard time playing consistently on the road this season. And when you play as poorly as they did against the Titans, and you had an extra week to just sort of sit and stew about it, then of course everything's sort of going to get magnified. And, you know, everything, again, is right in front of them. They can win out. They can still get themselves a bye. And if they do win out, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if they do, that means they've cured some of the road woes. That means they've beaten a good Pittsburgh team in Pittsburgh. And again, you got a chance to let the Chiefs fall on their face late in the season or in the playoffs, and the potential to host a couple playoff games. Now, if they don't, I mean, if they play sloppy today, or they play sloppy in Miami, or they can't beat Pittsburgh, then, you know, you're going to go into the playoffs with those question marks. But the good thing for the Patriots is, you know, they're 7-3, and again, I keep saying it, but it's all right there in front of them.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with you on that, Jeff. I mean, I still think their best football has to be ahead of them, and we know what the record is. You know, after Thanksgiving, they played exceptionally well. I think one thing that would help them, at least offensively, would be maybe reintegrating Chris Hogan into the attack. You look at the snap count over the last couple of games, 107 snaps, 3 targets, no catches. Is this a game, is this a team where Chris Hogan can sort of get right?
It should be. They absolutely have to get him more involved. And I went through every single one of his routes last week for a story, and – you know, there are plays when he's getting bottled up on the outside by a cornerback. There have also been plenty of instances, I think I counted about 20, when he was wide open, but actually 20 and then about an additional 8 when he was open, but, you know, it was just sort of a prolonged route and probably would have been Brady's fourth or fifth option, and he went elsewhere a little quicker. You know, I think you got to prioritize him a bit more than you have. You know, you look at Tennessee, the pass rush was overbearing on Brady, and he was trying to get rid of the ball as quickly as possible. So you look at some of the matchups. If you had James White on a linebacker or Julian Edelman over the middle or Josh Gordon, I know some of those forces to Josh Gordon were a little ugly, but, you know, he's at least deserved. He's going to win more 50-50 balls than Chris Hogan will. So, you know, you look at when Brady is bypassing Hogan, he's throwing the ball to those three guys, Edelman, Gordon, and White. So that's kind of fair. You know, those guys are good passing options. But he has been getting open. I just think a lot of the times, when you look at the entirety of the play, he's been Brady's fourth or fifth option because he runs different routes than guys like Edelman and Gordon and obviously White underneath. And then you'll see more, you know, with Gronk as well. So, you know, you got to be comfortable enough in the pocket to wait those maybe 2.5 seconds for Chris Hogan to work himself open. If you give him some of those combo routes when he's able to line up in the slot with Julian Edelman or work off a guy like Gronkowski or even White, you know, and some zone beaters, then that's really more conducive to success for Chris Hogan. You know, you can't revolve the entire offense around a guy who's your fourth or fifth option on any given play, but I think you can call a few more plays to get Hogan the ball in his hands so he can catch and run and do what he does best.
We're talking with Jeff Howe. He's at MetLife Stadium, where the last five games between the Patriots and Jets have been decided by 7 points or less. Jeff, to go to something outside of today's game, Josh McDaniels, his name is in yet another report today, this one from Jason Lockenfora. The headline being that Josh McDaniels, once again a hot head coaching candidate despite pulling out of the Colts job last offseason. It feels like we've gotten a number of these reports in recent weeks. This one's short on specifics, but do you think that Josh McDaniels is going to be sort of out there and interested in other jobs this offseason?
I don't know. I mean, you always got to link him to Cleveland because of his roots, and now that's surprisingly become a pretty attractive job. I think John Dorsey's doing some great things over there, and they've got the quarterback in place. So, you know, you look at that, all it takes is one. You know, it's what he did to Indy last year, and then obviously, you know, getting the huge raise from Robert Kraft. I think he's making, you know, over the course of the deal, he's making about an average of $4 million a year, maybe just a tick short of that. So he's being paid extremely well. So it's just, you know, what are his priorities? Obviously, what we saw with Indianapolis last year, McDaniels isn't leaving unless it's absolutely the perfect fit for him and his family. So, you know, if Cleveland calls, is he going to be attracted to that job? Is that enticing enough for him to leave the Patriots? Or, you know, does he really have his sights set on succeeding Bill Belichick?
All right, Jeff, looking forward to your coverage of this one on The Athletic and on Twitter at Jeff P. Howe. Thanks for the time.
Thanks a lot, guys.